Lee Zeldin's EPA cancels $67 million in grants to wasteful DEI and environmental justice projects. By Olivia Rondo on February 22, 2025. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has worked with the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to cancel more than $67 million in grants going to wasteful DEI and environmental justice grants, Administrator Lee Zeldin announced. Zeldin, a former Republican congressman from New York who pledged to recover the $20 billion in taxpayer funds lost by the Biden administration to climate projects after taking the lead at the EPA under President Donald Trump, announced the cancellation of 21 grants on Saturday. Update: I just canceled another 21 wasteful DEI and environmental justice grants. With the help of our amazing at DOGE team, racking up $67 million more in savings. He wrote on X, along with a New York Post article detailing a number of the grants. The EPA and DOGE this week identified 21 grants amounting to $77.1 million that were previously awarded to 20 left nonprofits and universities. And the Trump administration is set to withhold $67.4 million that had yet to be paid out, the outlet reported. The Institute of Sustainable Communities, based in Vermont, was promised $16 million in two Biden administration grants for a National Environmental Justice Thriving Communities Technical Assistance Center. But it will not receive the remaining $12.4 million of the balance, EPA officials said. The San Diego State University Foundation has also had its grant money slashed, which was going to environmental justice to underserved tribal, indigenous and Pacific Island communities. Zeldin, who earlier this month announced that his agency canceled $50 million going to a Free Palestine climate group, called the latest funding cuts an example of wasteful spending ending with the Trump administration. "We will make sure every penny spent by EPA goes towards protecting human health and the environment, and powering the great American comeback," he told the Post. "I am proud to partner with DOGE to restore fiscal responsibility and accountability in our government."